Diamond Head, the world's best-known volcanic crater, is Hawaii's best-known silhouette, the beloved image in 1,000 picture postcards. Inside the crater are less postcard-worthy images, vestiges of Diamond Head's long history as a military installation, abandoned buildings, chain-link fence, sites more suited to an industrial yard than a popular tourist destination. That's about to change, and Honolulu Civil Beat Managing Editor Jim Simon has more in today's Reality Check. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. This Diamond Head has been the same way as it is now for quite some time, and a lot of the facilities built in there are no longer in use, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And I think you sort of aptly described it. It's filled with obsolete buildings and sort of the wreckage of, in some ways, or the remnants of when it was a more active military facility. Mm-hmm. And so we had a column today by Denby Fawcett, who is a real sort of expert and aficionado on Diamond Head. And it's really about how the State Defense Department, the National Guard, if you will, is really taking the first step towards turning over all the military property and the facilities to the parks by 2029, which is the 50th anniversary of a citizens plan that's long called for returning Diamond Head, the crater floor, to a more park-like state. Mm-hmm. And the first step starting this month is demolishing two of those obsolete, very ugly buildings. I think some of those are Cold War era in the center of the crater. And I think the feds have appropriated about $1.8 million to do that and clean up. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot more interesting things to come.
It remains a civil defense facility, doesn't it?
It does, and I don't know the extent of all the facilities that are there. They are going to hang on to some of the civil defense operational facilities. I think there's offices there in some of the tunnels. They're going to hang on to some of the tunnels and, mm-hmm. and other things.
So some of the existing functions will continue, but the rest of it, they're talking about actually making it into kind of a park, yeah?
Yeah, and there's some very cool things in there. I think in their column, Denby probably was most excited about the idea of opening up the Kapahulu Tunnel on the north side of the crater to the public, really, and turning that into a bike and footpath into the crater. Mm-hmm. It's really been closed for about 100 years, I think, since the public's really been allowed in there. And it's got a great history. It was called the Mule Tunnel because they used mules to pull railroad cars filled with construction material on a narrow-gauge rail line through the tunnel to build for the construction materials to build some of the facilities in there. And it'll be a great improvement for anybody who's tried to walk through the existing Kahala Tunnel and how jammed up, and it seems pretty dangerous walking on the side of the road there.
Well, this is a popular hiker's destination, and I suspect quite a few visiting hikers have been a little bit surprised to see that there isn't a park in there. That's about to change, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the idea is that particularly where these buildings are, you'd return it to a more park-like setting. They plant grass in there. They haven't decided exactly what they're going to do with those facilities. There are going to be some more tourist-oriented things like a lunch canteen and some others in there. And there's one other point that I think is kind of interesting. Particularly the folks who are, you know, have been the most vigorous advocates for the park and have been involved with the master plan and other things, a lot of them hope to see some of the more historically significant sites turned into perhaps educational interpretive centers. One example is the Battery Harlow, which was built in 1910 for these mortars that could fire 12-inch shells as far as Pearl Harbor. They'd like that turned into an interpretive center, and it was the first such West Coast or Hawaii coastal defense system like that, and it's really one of the few installations like that that's still intact.
Lots of history to be passed along. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thank you.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring Jim Simon, managing editor of Honolulu Civil Beat.